Hey everybody, this is Mr. Pojangles. It is December 30th, 2018, the day before New Year's Eve. I am in Kearney, Missouri. I didn't set out for Kearney, Missouri. I actually set out for somewhere by Smithville Lake, but that disc golf course is closed. It took me a long time to finally find a course, but I finally got up to Jesse James Disc Golf Course in Kearney. So I'm gonna practice on the practice basket, and then I'll start playing. Let you know how I go. All right, here we go. All right, so I'd actually been holding on to this course for a long time because I was hoping that Treesbane and I could play it, and we were even talking about having Discbird join us, but if he could come down from Des Moines. So I'm kind of treating this as a scouting mission because I think eventually we'll do that. Treesbane had to cook today. He's got to make some money. So it is just too warm out to even bother not play disc golf, in my opinion. I think it's probably in the mid-40s right now, something like that. So can get comfortably out here with just a sweatshirt. And that's kind of, if I can get out on a day like that, then it's perfect. It's sunny. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's only one other car in the parking lot. So it kind of looks like I have this course to myself with one other guy, so, or gal, or whatever it is. All right, so they got a nice bench here. They got some signage I'm walking up to. They got a trash can. We'll have to see if there's any brews in the trash can. I anticipate that Kearney is going to be very, let's just say Kearney is probably not above having a few beers. Well, there's not too much, and then there is a 12-pack of Bud Ice box in there, so the tee pads are rectangular. They're very nice and very long. So that's good. It looks like the first hole is, let me see what the sign says. It's kind of muddy out because it was frozen, and then it's 270 feet uphill. Look out for cars, it says. I'm not going to worry about that too much. There doesn't seem to be too much traffic. Let's see. If it's 270 uphill, I'm going to go ahead and go with TL3. Probably not very warmed up, but that's all right. Here we go. All right, just got done with hole number one. I got a par out of that. It's a little greasy out here, I got to say. There's a little bit of mud to deal with. I think they have some draining issues on hole number one. Looks like some water kind of comes across the hill, and then it's pretty greasy, pretty tough to get any traction. Got a lot of mud on my discs. So I'm up to hole number two. I don't see the hole, actually. It says it's 300 feet, so I'm assuming there's trees on your right. It kind of is downhill to your... I mean, there's trees on your left. It's kind of... That's the way the hill runs, so... I'll just throw it and see where I am. It says 300 feet, so... Let's give it a go. I think I might be able to see. They're in Nova baskets, so they got the little yellow part on the top, and I think I see one. So, throw it there. Let you know. Alright, I'm up to hole number two. Or hole number three. I just got a par on hole number two. That was good. I'm up to hole number three. It's 289 feet. You have to play through some trees. You got trees straight ahead of you, trees on the left. And you have to hit like a certain area, and then go through to the pin. So that looks a little difficult since I've never played this, but I'm gonna give it my best. I'll try to throw the buzz on this because I need to be a little bit more precise than I have been lately with my T-Bird. So it was a little confusing. I initially went over to hole seven's tee box. I'm kind of muddying up their tee pads, and I apologize for that, Kearney, Missouri, but it is what it is. All right, well, I'll let you know how I do on hole number three. All right, so 3 for 3 on pars, that's pretty good. It appears that all of Kearney's Jesse James disc golf course, that is, it seems like they only have one tee or toehold position, so that's a little interesting. I'm up to hole number four. It's 234 feet, par three. It's pretty hardcore to the right, so this is really favoring those who have a good forehand throw, which I was actually fortunate. I threw my drive on the last one into the woods and was fortunate enough to get out and give myself a pretty easy par putt. So, not quite sure what I want to do. I don't know how much I want to rely on my forehand, though, off of the drive. Might go for the Anheuser with the buzz and see what I can do. There's a oak tree right in the middle of the... It's not really a fairway. It's because it's only about, I'd say, 25 feet in front of me. It's uphill, and it bends very sharply to the right. I gotta say, one of the reasons that we haven't ever played here is Kearney is pretty far north of where we usually are playing. So that's one of the reasons we haven't been here. But so far, I like it a lot. I think Treespan's going to like it quite a bit too. So hopefully when spring comes around, maybe warms up a little bit, we'll come down here or come up here and play. So, all right, hole number four. Here we go. All right, so I got my first bogey of the day. Ooh, that tree I was talking about that was in the so-called fairway. I hit it right off the bat, and I almost got it in the hole for 17. I did have a nice third shot for almost par. I hit the basket from, I don't know, it was probably about 110 feet away or something like that. So that was kind of exciting. I don't know where the freaking pole hole is. I keep seeing the wrong hole, so that's a little bit confusing. You're going to get points taken away from you, Jesse James Disc Golf Course. Okay, so this one's 222 feet, severe dogleg left, trees straight ahead. I guess I can see the pole hole, but it is... I have to look through the woods to see it. I could almost just go right over the top of the trees and try to drop it in there, but I'm not that skilled. I was just looking at the sign earlier, and it says that there's no alcohol allowed in this park, which I guess nobody told that particular person who was drinking the Bud Ice, which is kind of curious because, I mean, Jesse James is an outlaw, so I guess they're saying you have to be an outlaw to have a beer on this course, which that's appropriate. And I didn't bring any beers today, but I'm going to have a few later, I can tell you that. Yeah, that's about all I got to say. It's pretty muddy. I don't remember it raining that much, so I don't know if they got a little bit more snow up here, and this is just all melt from that, or what's going on, so this is interesting. All right, hole number five. Ugh, I guess I'm going to plead the fifth on hole number five. That was no fun. Threw it into the woods right off the drive, and then I thought I'd be cute and try to bounce it towards the basket, but I hit a tree, of course, and then hit another one. Then I missed my bogey putt really badly, and that was embarrassing, but I'm up to hole number six. And hole number six is a par three, 215 feet. It's relatively short, but you can't really see the basket from where the sign is. I basically got to throw... very short throw to stay in the fairway, and then it doglegs hard to the right, and then I guess the hole's going to be there visible. So anything you can do to try and get it over to the right, I'm just going to try and throw it straight because I've been having a shitty time. I've been just in the woods a lot, so yeah, we'll see what I can do. Looks like I picked the wrong day to give up double bogeys. Huh. Oh my God, that was awful. I had a nice drive. It was fine. It was going to end up being a pretty easy layup for par, and I overflew my second shot. I thought I'd take a stab at trying to get a birdie, and instead it flew way past it. Then I missed the par shot. It was awful, my friends. Awful. That's okay. I'm up to hole number seven. Hole number seven is 346 feet. That's the longest hole so far. It's straight away. quite a bit of trees. So it looks like I'm going to try and stick it right at the base of a little hill. Kind of have to go over a little knoll, and then it goes downhill, and then it kind of goes uphill to the basket if I'm looking at the right one, which I think I am. So yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and play the TL3, see if I can't get it to fly straight, and hopefully maybe I can get a par out of this. They've got some post, I guess that's a to keep a tree from dying. It seems like a very odd place to put a tree. That's okay. All right, hole number 7. Okay, so if you get 3 double bogeys in a row, what does that give you? What does that get you? Feels like that should have a name. Like, if you get 3 strikes in a row, it's a turkey or something like that. If you get 3 double bogeys, you get a, I guess it's just a frowny face. Poor Mr. Bojangles. But at any rate, he's up to hole number 8. He, the royal he. It's 205 feet. Oh, this is a sweet one. So it's got ponds on the right and ponds on the left of hole number 8. And number 8, the pole hole, is basically just sitting in between those two. So you don't have a hole. It's not very wide. It's just 205 feet down there. So maybe I'll just kind of try to get about 160 feet and then worry about those dag nabbit ponds. They're not really ponds. They're just like holding, they just hold water or something like that. They probably are only about 50 feet by 25 feet each. So they're not really ponds. Maybe if they drained them better, it wouldn't be so muddy out here. Okay, here we go. I guess I'll throw, maybe I'll throw this, I'm going to throw this Big Bull Creek disc golf course putter, because it's a little heavier and maybe it'll just kind of fall down there and rest up snug next to the pole hole. All right, hole number 8. All right, so my philosophy seems to be that if you play a course for the first time, then it's going to be your personal best on that course no matter what. So you might as well make that really high so that your second one can be a personal best too. Because I'll definitely come back and play this course. It's pretty cool. It's really freaking muddy. I know I've said that 72 times already. But I did miss a very, very easy putt. Mostly because I was sliding in the mud. And I was kind of on the hill. And I don't know. I'm just trying to get this podcast in and this course done. The sun's started to head down. And so I want to make sure and get all of this done before I lose daylight. I wasn't really actually planning on playing 18 holes, but I'm going to go ahead and try to get them all in. I'm up to hole number 9. Hole number 9, it's straight to the hole. It's straight in front of me, but there's obviously trees. That seems to be the motive, or the motif, if you were, the general theme for the first 9. It looks like the back 9 are going to open up quite a bit. So we'll see how that goes. This would be probably a fairly decent hole if I had a good forearm. Don't. So I'm going to try my Anheuser. Neither one of them have really worked. Actually, probably my forehand's been the best shot I've had all day on the second or third hole, but whatever. I just want to give you something to ponder. Do you guys ever feel like Frank James got a little ripped off as far as the notoriety? He gets thrown in there just every little bit, but Jesse James, he must have been the more handsome one, I suppose, or maybe he killed more people. But Frank gets no love. I mean, he was a criminal too. Let's give some love to Frank. All right, so I finally got a par. I should have had a birdie, but that's okay. I'm up to hole number 10. Hole number 10 is a par 4, 384 feet. You basically have to kind of do a dogleg to the right, and then you have a straight shot. So you have to go 216 feet, dogleg to the right, and then from that spot, you got 156 feet to the hole. Pretty tricky shot. Not quite sure how I'm going to maneuver this. I did okay with that last one off the buzz, so I guess I'm going to go ahead and do that. It looks like you're throwing uphill. So we'll see how I do. I did see the other disc golfers. They had the disc golf carts. They look pretty serious. They're playing some Dire Straits, I think. It wasn't Money for Nothing, but one of those other ones. They seem nice. They didn't really say hi to me or anything. I didn't say hi to them either, so turnabout's fair play. All right, hole number 10. Here we go. All right, got a bogey on hole number 10. It was somewhat to be expected, but I exasperated the whole thing by trying to throw a forehand, and I went 26 steps. Kind of embarrassing. So I'm up to hole number 11. Hole number 11 is just like 186. You got a little bit of trees right in front of you. If you can hyzer it in, it'd be cool. I think, gosh, I'm going to probably just stay with the buzz and then try to hyzer it in there. It's straight in front of me, but there's a bunch of brush in front of me, so I'm going to try and turn it in there. There's a jogging path right there, and there's also a highway, the highway that you drive in to get here. I think it's 33, something like that. So anyway, wish me the best of luck. Maybe I can get birdie out of this if I just play it just right. Hey, I got my first birdie of the day, so I guess I need to call my shots each time I do this. That was nice. I'm appreciative of that, Jesse James. You didn't cheat me on that one. My drive actually didn't go quite as I was hoping, but I got a fortuitous bounce off of the jogging path, which led me to being just across a culvert, and I was able to make a putt for a change, so woohoo! So now I'm on the search for hole number 12. Might have to consult. I can see hole number 14. So there's the tee pad, I would imagine, for hole 14. I think I'm on the right trail. It seems like there's a little bit of a long walk between hole number 11 and what I think is the tee pad for hole number 12. Maybe I'll just go over here and cheat and make sure. That's hole number 13. That's 14. Ooh. So confusing. We'll get this all right. A little walking doesn't hurt me. All right. So yeah, I think I'm on the right track. So I'll let you know how I do on hole number 12. So I totally went the wrong way on hole number 12 and walked all the way down to, I guess, hole number 15. That was a mistake. If you come here, you basically need to head towards, back towards hole number 7 and then along the jogging path, and you'll find the tee pad. It's a little hidden because of some trees, some pine trees there. I will say that Kearney had an unexpected, pretty cool amphitheater. I didn't know that they had that. I don't know that anybody who plays there, but kind of an open-air amphitheater. I didn't see that there was any seating there. I don't know if it's like just kind of bring your own blanket or what. Maybe it's kind of a, you know, like maybe plays, like kid children's plays and stuff like that. I did see that they were selling Girl Scout cookies here sometime recently. Maybe it was just to pick up your Girl Scout cookies. I thought that was kind of neat over by hole number 7. So I snapped a picture of it. You have to come back towards hole number 10, to get to tee pad number 13. Tee pad 13 and tee pad 11 are really close together, and they're really close to hole number 10. So, I think they could have laid that out just a little bit better. Oh my god, I almost slid and fell on my ass. Okay, oh shit. God damn, it's slick out here. Alright, 165 feet downhill, hole number 13, heavily wooded shot. There's not really a good line to get. If it is, it's only about 2 feet wide. I guess I'll aim for that. Since it's so short and downhill, I'll play my putter. You can't even go for an overhand shot on this because you got tree limbs right over top of you. You got some honey locust, it looks like. So, I guess I'm going to get the old, the big bull back out. Let the bull run its horns right through these trees and see if I can't get a birdie up. All right, here I go. hey, now I got another par out of that. So I'm happy about that. That was birdie on 11, par on 12. I don't know if I mentioned that. And then par on 13. There actually was a lane there that I just couldn't see because it was a little further out to the right. And there's maybe one to the left as well. It just wasn't as obvious whenever you're on the tee pad, but I guess if you were playing this, maybe if the leaves were out, it would be more demonstrative, if you will. I'm up to hole number 14. You know, one thing that kind of bothers me, and I'm just going to throw this out there, is that these signs are fine. They look pretty good to me, and they have on there, it shows where the next tee is each time. But what really helped me is if you actually had a sign next to the hole that says where the next tee is. I'm never going to remember that little itty-bitty thing on the sign I glanced at just to get the number of feet. Be that as it may, I can see where number 14 is, and I know where 15 is already because I already walked there. So it's 312 feet to hole number 14. It's uphill. It's right next to the jogging path, which I'm not appreciative of. Right underneath some power lines. It's starting to cool off just a tad. But Mr. Paul Jangles, discs are getting hot. So take that with what you will. All right. Hole number 14. Here I go. All right. That's another par. So that's four of the last holes. I have not bogeyed. I'm very excited about that. I must have a little out of breath because I'm apparently not in very good shape. Anyway, I don't know if anybody's listened to Slappin' Disc KC lately, but Treesbane has been putting some sponsors on there. We were making some mad money. Thank you, Malt Liquor. Thank you, Spatulas. You guys are awesome. Keep sending us those free spatulas. And especially that malt liquor. I really like that. It's really good. Keeps me sane. All right. Hole number 15 at Jesse James Disc Golf Course, where you can be a bandit, is 239. It looks further than that to me, but they're saying 239. I'm going to believe them more than my eyes, I suppose. And so I'm going to use the old... Dun dun dun, where is it? Come here, Buzz. Let's see if I can't get another par or better. Here we go, hole number 15. It's a little bit downhill, it's right next to Highway 33. I guess it's near Clear Creek. If you overthrow it, you will end up in the creek, but it looks like that's a little far away to get to. Here we go, it's starting to get a little dark. The sun's getting closer and closer to being down. I need to hurry my ass up and get this done, so. Wish me luck. All right, I kept the non-bogey streak alive on hole number 15. I'm not quite sure if my recordings actually went through on the last two. So my apologies if you're like questioning what exactly happened. I'm up to hole number 16. This is in a wide open field, so this is the first time I think really trees have not really been in play. It's 269 feet to the hole. So basically you're playing off of like this one little knob, and then you're throwing onto another knob. So if you can get it on there, got an excellent chance at getting a birdie. So I'm going to see if I can't do that. All right, wish me luck. Another hole down, another par. So I had the right distance on the drive, but I didn't get it quite on that little knob I was talking about. I had a little bit of a lengthy putt for me. I'd say it was probably 35 feet and something like that. I don't think it's a gimme for everybody. Maybe a professional or something like that. I'm up to hole number 17. It is a par four. It's a long, long ways. It says it's 574 feet. There's no indication of where the... I can't see the basket. So I'll get number 17. There's a lot of... the walking path is very much in play, which is a little bit questionable on this. I probably would have shortened the hole up and not made it a par four. But to each their own, I am going to get the tee devil out and see if I can't rocket that down the fairway. And see if I can't get it somewhere where... I can at least get par out of this, so Hole number 17. Here we go. All right, hole number 17. Through the tee, devil, right into the woods, right by Clear Creek. Didn't really have very much of a shot at getting a second shot very far. Got back in the fairway, and then I threw my third shot very close to the woods again. Technically, they'd be out of bounds, but not playing that way. Now I'm looking for the tee pad for hole number 18. I'm pretty sure hole number 18 is... Oh, I think I see it. It's over by the Johnny on the Spot, which I had the pleasant time of using right before I started this podcast. Let's see. It was clean. Don't worry about it. Yeah, hole number 18. And then I'll be done with this course, and I'll give you the wrap-up. So far, I'm pretty impressed with it. I like it. I didn't like how far it took me to get up here. Once I found out that I couldn't play the course at Smithville Lake, then I had to scramble on the UDisc app and was able to figure out how to get here. But instead of taking like 50 minutes to get here, it took like an hour and a half. And kind of was trying to negotiate twists and turns and all kinds of stuff. So if I would have just come straight here, I would have saved myself a good 30 minutes. Probably at least. Anyway, hole number 18 is a par 3, 326 feet. I'm going to try and bust out the TL3. My release has not been all that impressive, I can tell you that, as far as my drives go. My hands are just a little cold, but... Anyway, yeah, here we go. All right, so I just finished at pole number 18. I got a par on that. I slid and almost fell on my ass again. Darn mud. After I threw my drive, I stepped off the tee pad and almost fell on my butt yet again. So that was kind of funny. I like this course. Overall, I would say I'd give it like a 4 out of 5 stars. I think that the only thing that's kind of lacking a little bit is that it doesn't have alternative pole hole locations. There's no different pins, so it's all the same hole. So I think it would be good. I'm definitely going to come back here and play. I would put it right up there with... it's probably not as good as Waterworks or Heritage or Big Bull Creek, but it's on like that next level down, probably. I'd like to play it in more dry conditions. I'd like to come up here during the summertime sometime, frankly, and see how it is. Parking lot's a little bit too to be desired. It's got kind of a gravel, chopped up asphalt vibe to it. But overall, I mean, I'm pretty pleased. I'm really happy I got to play this one, even though it was not the course I was headed out originally to play. So anyway, come check out... Jesse James Disc Golf Course in Kearney, Missouri. Keep banging those chains, guys. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. I've noticed I've been getting a lot of listens lately, so I appreciate that. Please listen to Slap and Disc KC, because that's probably the more fun show. I'm not even sure why I do this, but I think it's kind of fun. Just for my own entertainment, if nothing else. If you get a chance, listen to that... what is it? The Anchor app version, because I do put music on some of these. It's not the greatest music in the world, but it's the free stuff from Spotify. But I've noticed I don't think that you can actually get that on all the other platforms. So, if you want to, it's not really that big of a deal either way, but it might make some of my comments make some more sense. Maybe not. Maybe less sense. I don't know. Anyway, this is Mr. Pole Jangles. I'm headed back... Oh, I thought my car wouldn't start. I was going to be about to shit my pants. I got to go pick up my daughter from a rock climbing class. Let me turn Spoon down here for a second. I did listen to the Spoon album Transference twice on the way up here, essentially. It was okay. Not my favorite Spoon album, I don't think. But anyway, keep banging those chains. I'll talk with you later. Send me comments. I always like comments. So check you later. Bye.
Oh, thank you.